for the average American to understand what's going on in Israel, just remember 9/11. Remember how you felt, if you're old enough to remember what happened to our country that day. This is an Israeli 9/11 on steroids. It's one of the most vicious, barbaric attacks of the 21st century or any other century. The Hamas attackers are animals, but the real culprit here is Iran. The Iranian Ayatollah applauded this attack. He is funding Hamas and Hezbollah, which is a Shiite terrorist group in the north based in Lebanon. So I hope the administration will send a signal clear to Iran that if there's further escalation, further attacks on Israel by different groups like Hezbollah, that we will be looking to Iran. I think it is long past time for the United States to put Iran on notice that you have killed and destroyed enough, that you're going to pay a price, and they're an oil-based economy. So I talked to the Israelis today. Clearly, Iran's behind this. I think it's now time for us to consider with our friends in Israel to hit Iran's oil economy. If there's an escalation of this war, I am urging the Biden administration and the Israelis to jointly come up with a plan to destroy Iran's oil infrastructure. Without oil, they have no money. Without money, the terrorism loses its biggest benefactor.
This almost feels like a coordinated attack by all the U.S.'s enemies, with Putin going into Ukraine, China threatening Taiwan, and then, of course, we have the crisis at the border. How prepared is the Biden administration? Because our resources are being spread thin financially and militarily.
Well, at times like this, I try to look forward, not backward. Israel clearly had a major intelligence failure. We need to find out how that happened and how did we miss it. That needs to happen, but we need to deal with the present and the future. Our border is beyond broken. If this does not spur Congress to provide strong border security, what would? So I am challenging the Biden administration that your plan for the border is not working. It is now time to get serious about border security. To the Jewish community in South Carolina, you're a treasure of our state. We love you. We stand with the people of Israel. This war is based on religion. They're trying to kill all the Jews. That's what the Nazis tried to do.
Hamas has been in charge of Gaza Strip for several years. With this, yeah. Is Israel going to take that land back?
So I'll leave it up to the Israelis, but they withdrew from Gaza trying to create land for peace. They unilaterally withdrew from Gaza, hoping that that would set the conditions for peace. They gave up the land and they've gotten war. To our friends in Israel, don't stop. Go as long as you need to go. Do whatever you need to do. We have your back. Don't stop.
The USS Gerald Ford has made movement over in the Middle East.
Yeah, I've been on the phone. We had a briefing last night. We're beginning to move the assets in the region that would deal with an escalation if one comes.
How long is it going to delay any potential aid to Israel and Ukraine, for that matter, without a Speaker of the House?
Okay. So I just literally got off the phone to the Israeli ambassador. There will be an aid package quickly coming from the Senate, but it will not be one and done. They'll need more. And eventually, we need to do a package to help Ukraine keep fighting the Russians. If Putin wins, China will surely go into Taiwan. And they will keep going throughout Europe till we'll eventually have a war with NATO and Russia. So we need to help the Ukrainians. They don't want soldiers, they just need military assistance. We need to help Israel to be able not only to deal with Hamas, but if they have to, go bigger. That all needs to be done in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And I stand ready to work with my Democratic friends to do that. So we need a Speaker of the House. I'll let the House figure out how to do that. But I'm hoping that people who created this chaos in the House understands that chaos in American politics emboldens the bad guys. hope the Biden administration understands that a weakness anywhere emboldens the bad guys everywhere. I am confident this all started from Afghanistan. I am confident the Iranians picked now because they want to stop this effort to normalize Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the United States. I am confident that if we pull the plug on Ukraine and let Putin get away with this and not defeat him, you will have more war, not less.